Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
This week's story is called Perfectica. Ollie had a happy life, but like most people, every now and then, sad things happened. Something very sad happened to Ollie at the start of our story. His great-granny Belle had died. She was nearly 100 years old, so it wasn't totally unexpected, but right up until the end, she'd been kind and smiley, always wanting to know what Ollie had been up to, and sneaking the very best biscuits for him from the lady who brought the tea trolley around. Great Granny Belle had lived in a special home for very old people, and it was warm and pink and smelled of talcum powder and hot chocolate. Ollie had liked to visit because Great Granny Belle would always have a story from the past, and they were amazing stories too. She'd lived in South Africa and worked with lions there in a special sanctuary. There was a picture of her in her room of her cuddling an enormous and terrifyingly shaggy looking lion, who she always said was a total pussycat. She'd travelled around the world visiting favelas to help charities who were building schools and even travelled to the Antarctic because of something to do with penguins. Her memory always got a bit fuzzy when she started talking about the penguins, but then again, it all happened such a long time in the past that it's not surprising she forgot the details at times. So after a long and interesting life, dear old Great Granny Belle had very sadly died. There was a service in a church, and whilst people were very sad, there were also some laughs, and people wore bright colours. Great Granny Belle had said that she didn't want any gloomy nonsense in black clothes. So that was that. Except it wasn't. Ollie couldn't shake off the feeling that it was so unfair that sad things had to happen and that people didn't live forever. And as he drifted off to sleep one evening, something rather surprising happened. Something that felt like an earthquake rumbled through the floor of his bedroom, through the bedclothes. Everything became a blur, and then his bedroom disappeared. And he found himself standing in a small wood outside an impossibly old cottage. Not quite sure what to do, he tapped on the door, and an impossibly old man opened it. He had so many wrinkles, it was as if he had a walnut instead of a head.
Excuse me, sir. Where am I?
Where are you? Why, in Perfectica, said the ancient man in a strange accent.
Oh, what's that?
It's the most perfect place in the universe, or so they say. No one here ever dies and nothing bad happens. Actually, to be honest, nothing much happens at all. But no one is sad.
So a place like he imagined really existed. Amazing. If only he and his family lived here, then Great Granny Belle would still be alive to tell her stories for many more years. Ollie decided to explore. He found the town was a curious mix of dwellings, village cottages from ancient times, grand terraces and modern apartments. In the distance, he could see castles and tents and other types he couldn't even describe.
I suppose if you don't die, then your house stays too.
He chose a townhouse and knocked on the door. There was a pause. Then a clatter of footsteps and the door was thrown open. A grand-looking lady in sweeping gowns looked at him in surprise and threw her arms around him.
A visitor! Someone new! How marvellous!
Ollie was not expecting this reaction and so was quite taken aback. The grand lady flipped her hands in an embarrassed way. Oh, I'm so sorry. What must you think? Please come in. Ollie followed her into the house, which looked like something out of a Jane Austen book, with china and gold decorations, dusty plumped cushions, sat on a squat silver couch, which she indicated him to sit upon. She fetched tea and then asked him to tell her everything about himself and where he had come from.
Excuse me? I'm just a kid. Why are you so interested? Because when you've lived here for many hundreds of years, like myself and the others here in Perfectica, you run out of new things to do and there's no new stories to hear. We always say this realm must have been invented by the young. To them it seems so perfect to live forever. But only us elders know the truth. But no one's ever sad.
It's not sad, sad. It's just boring.
But it's not sad being bored, is it? Just nothing-y.
Who wants a nothing-y life?
This was a good question.
So, what do you do all day?
The lady shrugged, a little sadly.
Well, I've done almost everything I can, over and over and over again. I've read every book that's ever been written, seen every play, visited every blasted inch of this land, and had infinite conversations with infinite people, the vast majority of whom were not infinitely entertaining. I'm over 400 years old, and goodness me, don't I feel it? I envy you, young man. Your life will be exciting and full precisely because it won't go on for an infinite amount of time. Your adventures will be so much more exciting because you know they will end one day. Imagine if you could eat all the ice cream you ever wanted. After a while, it would make you feel sick, or at least bored of the sight of it. Right?
I suppose so. And part of the fun of having a treat like that is eking it out. Taking time to enjoy every bite. Nothing boring about that.
Ollie did like ice cream, but he could see that nothing but ice cream forever might make you want to eat something else.
I still wish my great-granny Belle was here and could live forever.
She patted his hand kindly.
But don't you see? She will. She will live here forever.
She patted Ollie's chest.
And here?
She tapped his head. Ollie thought about it and could see that the lady had a point. He would never forget Great-Granny Belle, and so in a way, she would always be with him.
At least you'll never have to wonder about what happens when you die, said Ollie.
Again! There's a magic in the mystery! Sometimes it's exciting not to know something. It keeps us curious and makes the world a more interesting place. At least, that's what I think. Anyway, it's time for you to go. This realm is not for you. How I wish I could come back with you.
There was a rumbling through the lady's grand room, and once again everything went black, and Ollie woke to find himself back in bed where he started. He was glad that he wasn't stuck in Perfectica, and whilst he still wished his great-granny was with him, he knew that he would carry her inside his thoughts every day, and he could carry her memories too. The lions, the sneaked biscuits, the visits to the favelas, and all the other stories. Even the one about the penguins in Antarctica, although he would never know exactly what that was about, but it was as the lady had said. There's magic in mysteries, and mysteries make the world a more interesting place. And I think I agree with that. I wonder if you do too. And that's the story about Perfectica.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.